Welcome to our podcast on navigating chaos with AncientFuture.today and the Grand Council.
And so we come to meet and to greet with all of you of this fine day to discuss the issue of complaining and the important role that it has in navigating chaos. Most of you do not complain a great deal. Some of you complain a little bit, and others of you complain a lot. And we would say there is not enough complaining going on your planet right now, believe it or not. More than enough blaming, more than enough shaming, more than enough separation, more than enough accusations. But not enough righteous complaining about what is wrong about your lives, what is wrong about your societies, what is wrong about this, that, or the other. And those of you who are familiar with us and the way we rock or roll or do this, whatever that is called in your society of these days, you know that we do not indulge in complaining ourselves. Well, why would we suggest you do? And we very seldom, very, very seldom use the word wrong. So here we are advocating two things, something being wrong and complaining about it, that we ourselves do not indulge in. And so why would we suggest you do this? Well, it's very obvious. There are things that are wrong happening on your planet now. Things that have gone wrong, things that are going wrong, and things that are just plain wrong, like the subjugation of one human being to another for any reason at all. For you have all been born as masters on a masterful journey, each of you. You have all been born as holograms or shards of, or representations thereof, or pieces or molecules, however you wish to look at it, of creation. Some of you will use the word God, some of you will use the word source. We use the word creation and creator. All of you are products of creation. Nothing can be wrong about that, for that is divine. Now, plenty can be wrong about your lives, of course, and many of you, if you have not listened to the podcast that we have done about thriving, will think that if you don't have everything that you used to have and you think you deserve and you lust after and whatever, then something is wrong. Well, not really so. It is just different. And to be able to calibrate between what is different, genuinely different, what is unknown and what is wrong is a very masterful calibration to be able to make in your own lives. Now, why would we suggest you complain? Well, until you are clear about what it is that you will not have in your life, that you do not like, that you are sorry you have co-created, that you are ready to change, that you are this, that, or the other, complaining is perhaps one of the best possible ways you can get the truth out of your gullet or out of your spleen or out of wherever you are holding the anger that you feel, and getting it out. And vomiting doesn't do as good a job as complaining, because nobody likes to clean up vomit. Complaining is just a vomitless complaint or a vomitless vomit of things that you don't know what to do with. So when you are complaining, know that you are vomiting on yourself and everyone who is in your vicinity, and recognize that sometimes that is the quickest way to go from feeling unwell to feeling neutral. And then you can take a look at what was it in that pile of vomit that made you ill. Was it your spaghetti, or was it the dessert on top of the spaghetti, or was it the three beers you had in advance, or what caused you to feel ill? If it was food, perhaps a parasite, who knows what it is? Until you see it, you don't know what it is. And then you can begin to clean it up and begin to make some plans on, are you going to ingest that spaghetti again? How long are you going to wait from the time you ingest carbohydrates? And then you put dairy on top of it if you have a big ice cream sundae afterwards. And maybe have one rather than three beers with such a heavy meal to begin with. And if it is a parasite, well, obviously you need to be looking at how to rid your system of this particular thing. So you see, even though it's an unpleasant analogy that or metaphor that we have brought to you, it is apt. And what is apt about vomit and complain also is that you cannot complain with others around without getting vomit on them too, because it is that sort of energy. And so when you share your complaints with others, please be aware that you are sharing your toxins. And all of you are living in toxic times. So those of you who know how to complain are well equipped to start the process of really looking at the and dissecting what it is that you have brought up out of your digestive system that is undigestible to you in the normal ways, and starting to pick through it and look at it and be honest about how you have ingested something that didn't sit well with you. So it could be your media, it could be your government that you have finally begun to look at them as not the mommy daddy equations that they would have you believe they are in your lives, that they are nowhere nearly the benevolent forces of good or for good in your lives that they have sold you the bill of goods on for all these centuries, that there are very few real leaders who have anyone's interests at heart other than their own and their cronies, that war has been an industrial sort of economic movement ever since the beginnings of war on your planet, and that war has been trotted out and perpetrated upon various nations and parts of history in order to stimulate economies and in order to power over and control minorities. And so you see, and prejudice and racism and on and on. We could complain about all of that on your behalf if you would wish for us to list it. And yet, all of you are very poignantly, and some of you very painfully, aware of what is not working on your planet. There are so many things that have been covertly occurring on your planet for centuries now, with your money systems, your sexual and other human trafficking, with crime, with advantage and privilege and disparities, economic and otherwise, on and on, energy, how it has been sourced and resourced. The fires that are occurring on your planet are not natural. Nothing is natural about these fires other than when they get burning so heavily, they will continue to burn and to destroy your forests. The mining that has gone on in your countries all over the planet to take rare earth materials and to use them for a variety of mostly nefarious reasons, and to use them sometimes just mindlessly because they are expensive for someone to purchase, therefore lucrative for others to sell. And on, the jewels that have been raped out of your earth and sold to adorn your bodies and your temples, et cetera, et cetera. All these things that have raped and pillaged the planet. For what? For what? If you really were in a position to have nothing to complain about, you would experience your earth as the paradise that she is, and that she was designed to be, and that you were designed to enjoy and to learn from, not struggling, rather to learn from being in manifest form of some sort and learning how that works, how that part of creation works in beauty and in health and in abundance and in collaboration and cooperation. So of course, the complaints are real. They represent real things that are toxic in your lives. What we would say, though, is that the complaining is only good as long as it brings up the bile and it brings up the undigestible sorts of things. And when you are ready, that it is time for you to start looking at the things you complain about all the time or even once in a while and do something about that in your own lives. Whether it is firing your politicians, meaning you do not hire them again, if it means running for office so there is a viable alternative of someone who actually is paying attention to what is wrong for most people and most other forms of life in the planet. If it means firing your teachers because they are willing to go along with the nonsense that is occurring in schools and education now. If it means educating your children with other people's children so that your children are brought up with some sort of ability to think for themselves and not as smart little soldiers who are taught how to kill, no, rather as smart individuals whose ideas already are fresh and that you do not suppress because you are going to teach them a lot of nonsense that has been written in textbooks and edited by people who had their own political agendas for everyone to learn this, that, or the other rather than the truth. No, dig in, find the truth, and then share it as much as you can possibly imagine what it might really be. And learning how to take care of the planet, learning how to feed yourselves and to nourish and to replenish the soils of your planet, how to design your cities so you do not need to consume gasoline and oil in the consumption rates and measures that you do now, where people are on electric bicycles and they're getting healthy and they're visiting their families and their neighbors, and whereas all of the sorts of pandemic, plandemic, however you choose to interface with that particular experiment on your planet right now, that whatever you have learned is put to good use. So nothing like this can happen again on your planet. We are not referring to the virus, other than perhaps the origins of it. What we are referring to is the responses to it and how that has been managed, in quotes. And so it is, we come to you with a rather pungent message today. Like it or not, agree with it or not, we do not care. What we do care about, though, is that you think about it. And that if you are one of those who vomits and complains a lot about things that you actually could do something about, we invite you most heartily and very, very happily with this grin on our collective faces that you are in a position to be further ahead of the game than are those who are sick to their stomachs and sick and tired of feeling toxic with all of the poisons and disbeliefs, with all of the lies and the deceptions and the covert this and that that they are insisting, they are insisting, whoever they are the truth. And in fact, you know for sure, because your instincts are good, that most of what you are being told is the truth is not. And so you know in your guts where this very digestion process is going on with all of the toxins that are being perpetrated in your world right now, that if you were to vomit it up, allow yourself to recover from that particular purge, look through what it is that you have ingested, whether it is the news or substances or whatever it is, drugs, whatever, and make some very real choices to change what you ingest. Then not only will your need to complain either lessen or go away because you are doing something about what makes you sick to your stomach, or you will continue to periodically vomit, examine, and then just keep on doing the same thing, which a lot of people do because often they think, oh, politics is too big for me. Oh, the media can't be changed because they're owned and operated by billionaires or the power brokers or the 13 families or whatever the conspiracy theories and perhaps the truth suggest is going on behind your scenes. So just be very mindful what you put into your digestive systems. And that is what you see, what you read, what you talk about, what you believe, what you sense, what you buy, what you refuse to buy, how much of this, that, or the other you use. Are you being fine to yourself? Are you being kind to yourself? Are you loving yourself and not shaming yourself or others? Your behaviors, your thoughts, your hearts, your minds. And so we invite you to complain purposefully and then get on with things. And until we have the pleasure and the honor of being somewhat on the edge of these sorts of things with you, if you are listening and you are still with us, welcome to the edge of possibly discerning what the truth is through all of the navigating and the chaosing going on your planet right now. We love you. And you can count on that being true. And for now, adieu.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Navigating Chaos, podcasts with the Grand Council.